Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who honestly wants to start pumping themselves, who really feels the need to basically push themselves towards that greater good, who basically knows the world is letting you know, the world is screaming for you to improve yourself. You need to do that, all right? Improve. You can get better. It's what it's all about, all right? You're more than one. Hello. Look, I'm co-host Talk Dude, and you are listening to Organic Pimpin'. Do the ingredients. It embodies my soul. And once again, our show, we're all about, okay, look, let me just start by saying, it's kind of lovely being on the show by myself. Organic, okay, will be here soon enough. But really, let us know what's going on in Radio Land. What are you thinking? What is going on with you? Where are you in life? Ask yourself that right now. Where are you? All right? Are you organically pimping yourself? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay? Now, look, here's the thing. This show is all about, we're trying to get you, you know, purify your own soul and start pumping it. Pump it like it needs to be, like it's dying to be. Like, the world is crying out. See, the world, it's like a dominatrix lover. If you just sit back, it's just going to let you slap it or lap you around. It will. But if you grab it, if you take control, attention, domination of the situation, if you grab her, force her, she will obey your wants and whims. She will give you what you need, what you are dying for, everything you want. See those people out there who are out there living their dream? You know why? They know how to organically pimp. They knew how to feed their soul. They know how to basically cut out all that bogus high fructose corn syrup and monosodium glutamate that people are putting in their soul. It's true. Many of you out there, you don't realize this. You're poisoning your soul with the wrong stuff. You know what I'm talking about. The wrong things. Whether it's because you don't know what's best, you're trying to please somebody else, get them to like you, to get approved of, because, I don't know, what, you need a job, you want to have some acquaintances, and you're careful not to make them dislike you in any way. It's a real thing, okay? I'm telling you, you can free your soul. You can let it go. It can fly. Let me tell you, I once knew a girl who was worse than I was when it came to organic pimping. She had put herself in total, complete arrested development. She was frozen in potential. She was a girl who basically swore she wasn't going to drink. But when I met her, she was doing just that. She was drinking hard. She had been inhaling stuff a lot stronger than that even. She was totally messed up. I tried to help her. I was trying to, I didn't just listen to her. She talked to her friends or whatever. I tried to help her get to her car. I really tried. She couldn't identify it even. She didn't know where it was. She was so wasted, she forgot what it looked like. We had to take a taxi home. Really, honestly, this girl was just surviving. She was scraping by. She was not feeding her soul with those organic elements that are needed. She was not doing that. The more I got to know this girl, the more I liked her. But she seemed to think there was no hope for herself. She was still staying with her mother in a relatively crackerjack two-bedroom apartment. She basically didn't go out there. She didn't. When she went out there, she got messed up. This was a girl voted most likely to overdose, okay? This is a girl that thought there was no hope for her. I'm telling you, you know, look, one of the things on this show we try to keep in mind is that there are a lot of people out there, especially, who feel that they are messed up and there's no hope for them. But I'm telling you, they can't organically pimp themselves. Change their whole mindset. You know? There's so many of the destructive elements. Those people we try to keep as our friends because we're down there at the bottom with them. And we're afraid if we evolve, we climb up, we'll lose them. So we hold ourselves back. There are basically people who try to tell us we're never going to be much of anything because they don't want us to be. They don't want to know that somebody made it out and not them. We listen to them. For some reason, the bad stuff is easier to believe. The negative stuff. We take it stuff to heart. When someone compliments us, sometimes we don't believe in it. We don't think it's true. We think they just don't know us very well. But an insult. Honestly, for some reason, we just believe it. And so many of us, this is a problem women have especially, take every single insult and keep it and compare it to see which one is real, which one is true. And before you believe it, from that insult, other insults grow and develop and they flourish. They grow like a fungus. It's true. There's a whole insult fungus there going on there. Because when we believe the worst of something, you start to believe other things. Sometimes the worst things are things we tell ourselves. Honestly. And compliments. They're rare. Sometimes we believe them for a little while. But then they just kind of sort of go away. No, it's true. We think they're not true anymore. They've been true at one point, but it's not any longer. Now, let me tell you something. I was guilty of this. I believed the worst. I let other people who insulted, ever since I was a kid, I let them direct my life. Let them tell me what was what. And you know what? Once again, that is poison for the soul. It is. Some of us, it becomes a habit. Some of us still do it, and we don't realize that. That girl I told you about, whatever became of her, well, I know she moved away. I don't know if she's doing better. I hope so. Maybe she found a way to just basically, maybe she started basically purifying her own soul. Maybe she started that. Started telling herself good things, good comments, good thoughts. She found an excuse to just feel good. But once again, I don't know. All I could try to do is tell you people out there that you can do what we're talking about. Your soul can be fed. Your soul can be gotten rid of all the toxic elements and whatever. You know? Some of the bad stuff we do, it feels good. Just sitting back doing nothing. We think we don't have to try or work very hard. Just happy to basically stay in one spot. Some of us, we don't realize that we're sinking. Some of us are basically happy to be sinking, going nowhere, just going down deep in the muck. Oh, we're happy to do so because you know what? You don't have to work at it. You just relax and sit back and watch the boat sink to the bottom. That's a thing, too. That's a real thing. But ask yourself, basically, how are you keeping your own soul really, truly purified? What are you doing? Take a moment. All right? You taking that moment? Good. Now listen to me. you got a good soul. No matter how bad or deep you are in it, it doesn't have to stay like that. You can get out. You can take a little bit of action every chance, every opportunity. You can basically be what you want to be. Seriously, I invite basically everybody out there in radio land to call in and let us know. Because in a lot of ways, by ignoring this, you're ignoring yourself. You're ignoring your own pain. You're ignoring your own potential. You're ignoring that part of you that is telling you to get better. And is letting you know you can. You can improve. You were meant to improve. You were made to improve. I once knew a guy who basically just seemed to be born and blessed with all the advantages. He just seemed to have it all. I mean, he was just blessed. Everybody thought it was luck. Everyone thought that basically some people do get lucky. Some people are born into the right sort of in a family of money and power and wealth and whatever. That's a thing. But no. See, this guy, I'll agree they had money. Let me tell you something. He organically pimped himself. He knew how to push that thing. Really, he always made a point basically letting him know that he was there. He was here, he was active, and was always trying to self-improve. The truth was, he was meant for it. He was made for it. Now, I'll agree he was doing this basically before our little show existed. Because the thing is, people have been doing this and they can do it. But the truth is, that's why we made this show, dude. Not enough. Some people are contaminating themselves in a cheap, instant, chemical kind of way. Putting all kinds of defective what have you in their soul. Well, we're here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way. It's not to be. Nowadays, with things being as bad as they are, there are more and more and more people purifying themselves, purifying their soul, getting better and better. Me and Organic, we've actually talked to people, just regular people, and tried to give them some pointers, you know, like a life coach and whatever. You know what? They admit they've seen improvement. There is such a thing. That is there. So it's another way. But, you know, really, what I want to do is basically I cry out for somebody else to get on this show because I want to hear from somebody who basically was ready to take the challenge and who wants to give a living testimony that it actually works. All because of that. Because once again, and I mean it with love, you can basically feed your soul, cleanse it, do it organically. It's like all that organic food they have now. Have you noticed? They try to remake everything there is. They don't just have fresh food grown right out of the ground. They try to make an organic version of all the junk food you've been known to stuff your face with. Want to know why? Trying to get you a health boost. Trying to get you better. You are meant to get better. You are meant to. In every possible way. Tell yourself that. Organic living. It's more than just food and buying stuff that's kind of natural. It's how you are living life. It's 7:15 here on the program, Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. cried out for you to hear the call, the message. We're trying to pump here. I know I'm pushing this thing too hard. I would like to talk to somebody else. I would like to hear from somebody. All right? We're here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, what else is left to say? Okay, let me give you a living and breathing example. I was somebody who wasn't living organically. I liked all the processed junk food and chemical food and whatever. And basically, I was comfortable when I was basically just staring at a television screen. It was harder for me. See, it was harder. It was harder in a lot of ways, so I thought it was impossible. I thought that basically all this grand living was just for people who were born into it. Being an autistic, I was terrified of change. Changed me. I stuck to a lot of stuff that really I was feeling myself outgrowing, but I did it out of habit because I always did it. Autistically, I was drawn to the strangest stuff, and you know what else? I stayed with it. I didn't think self-improvement could happen to somebody like me. I really didn't think that I could organically purify my soul. I didn't think I could live well. I didn't think I could live life. That's why I'm telling every single person out there, you can take the steps. They're right there in front of you. And some, there are some who basically have been living so bad, so unclean, so unhealthy for so long in a toxic sort of waste environment, whatever, that they don't think there's any hope for them. Because it's all they know. They were born into the stink. They don't know anything else. They're terrified of change. They're afraid they'll become somebody else, somebody they don't know. Their whole identity is in this. I'm telling you right now, once again, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. You were meant to get better. You were meant to improve. Everybody, I've taken kind of little steps. No. See, that's why I'm telling you this. Yeah, there's been somebody who's been through it. It's like, look, there are some people who will basically buy an exercise bike, a treadmill, never use it. I've been guilty of that. There are some who know what they need to do and just they can't really make the change from their routine to really, you know. There are some. Once again, people who are afraid to improve. People who are too afraid. They've been in this. They've been like this. It's all they know. They're not really happy about it, but they're afraid to evolve. What will they become? It can be scary, changing, improving. But I'm telling you, you were meant to do it.
My bad, I forgot about greatness. Greatness within thing goes another level. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Now, let's give talk to his, you know, pimping credential skills compliment. I'm going to sit back because Talk Dude's been doing this. Why get in the way? Like I said, why get in the way when someone is doing what they do, right? It's about complimenting, about success, not downfalls. That's a sea, like a waterfall, you know. You know, back in the day, remember that time back in the day when people used to have some water slides?
I remember. Is that they still have those?
Some brands, you know, they probably got different, you know, they got different kind of brands now.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be able to professionally answer that. but I've seen some, but I don't know how new certain models have been put out, you know. But as you were saying, tough dude. All right, everyone. I'm wrapping my few words. Appreciate yourselves. Appreciate this day. Happy birthday. To those celebrating the day is a remarkable day. Birthday. Celebration. Celebrate. And talk, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate your moment. Talk to you in a little bit. I'll sit back.
Okay. Now, I told you about the guy I knew who was basically organically pimping himself. He was pushing himself. He was basically purifying everything. He was succeeding. I asked him basically how he did it, what to do. I begged him to give away the secrets. And basically, he told me he just wanted to change. He wanted to leave what he was behind. He wants to improve. That he was an evolutionist. Evolutionist, to be an evolutionist, you got to believe in that progression, that little climb up the ladder. You got to believe in that. And once again, you got to pimp it organically. You got to push it around to everybody who, well, is, hopefully, that they'll realize that no matter what you believe in, no matter what faith, no matter what book you put your hand on, you basically are meant to evolve. You don't have to believe in any individualized faith to do that. In a strange way, I was the kind of guy who was almost sort of the exact opposite of what all this was about. No, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I just kept thinking that when I became an adult, everything would be straightened out.
Excuse me. Are you giving away your monologue on this particular show? I know it's satisfying to pimp your desires. But don't do that, man. This will be replayed. Your material will be given away. Come on, man. Be more pimping in other ways. Stop using so many things that can not redefine your understanding, but minimize, right? You hear somebody tell you a story over and over and over again. Within the people, they go, oh, is enough. Now, new people, when you hear it, they don't have the same experience. All right? But you use it all the time. You got to be more understanding about how people get bored with the same information. All right. Get back to what you were doing.
Okay, back to what I was doing. Okay, look, I'm telling you, I've been improving myself a little bit every single day. I've been basically thinking a little bit positive thoughts, been eating right, and I've been trying not to contaminate my soul with all the bad stuff that's out there. And you can identify it. You know how? Believe me, it makes you feel uneasy. It's kind of toxic. It's soulful junk food. And you learn to sidestep it. You learn to be better than it. That's what I've done, you know. This guy, Organic OK, this guy helped me realize all this. That's why I was put on. Really, honestly, I feel basically purified, a better soul. Every single one of you out there, you can have it. You just got to believe in it. And avoid the toxic element. Avoid it. What else can I tell you? You know, that girl, I still think about her. I still wonder whatever happened to her. And that guy I told you who basically did practice a little bit of organic Nick pimping, I wonder what happened to him too. I mean, he became successful, but not one of those big show-off kind of famous ways where every single detail is plastered all over the internet. But I'll tell you one thing. There was a guy who knew how to feed his own soul. who knew what it was all about, who knew what all this had come to. I just keep looking ahead. What I've got worth living for. It feels good. It's a good feeling. Remember, never stop pimping yourself. Never stop pushing yourself. Never stop telling yourself how good you are. Never stop believing what you're worth. Never. Never. The inner voice. It'll tell you. It'll push you where you need to be. It'll basically keep you going. Keep you motivated. And your own family, look, there are times when they want what's best for you, but even they don't know what that is. Even they can be confused as to basically what elements are good for you. Togetherness is important. But remember, you're all you've got. Never stop improving yourself. Never stop with that. Never. You're meant to be great in ways you don't even realize. Your potential is right there. It's inside. It's just time for you to push that thing. It's just dying. Look, the thing is, life does end before you know it. And you always think you have a little bit more time. And you don't want, basically, to wind up one more person sitting back thinking, why didn't I even try? Why didn't I even believe? Why didn't I push myself? There is a greatness inside. It's calling out to you. It wants to be one with you. You and it are meant to find each other. I'm Talk Dude, and you've been listening to Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Remember, take that first step. Improve upon yourself in the way that you were meant to. Can you feel yourself calling out? And that personal greatness? It needs you. All right. Okay, remember, on every Sunday, call between 7 and 7:30. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And please don't forget what I told you. I know you've heard things like that before, but please try to take it to heart. Try to improve, all right? Thank you for your time. We hope you hear this at some point and believe it. And reach out to us. Come on, let us know you're out there. Thank you, and good night.